Okay, so I need to wait. How's it working? Yeah, did you clean it off? Okay. So, sorry about that. I had to talk, say some hey to somebody. She couldn't get her parking brake. The guy worked on a car and she couldn't get her parking brake down, so I had to go out there and release it for her. The guy pulled it up too far and she couldn't move. Anyway, I got the download. I need to just wait till I get a download before I even say record anything. Because, and I know people don't believe that there's a download, and it's not necessarily, you don't have to call it a download. It's just an observation of a deep spiritual root truth, you know, hidden in plain view. Anyway, so the download is, really easy if you listen. So, does source ever change? No. Let me say it again. Does source change? No. Who is source? What is source? Some people can say it's God. Some people say it's whatever. But source is source. We believe it's Jesus. Jesus is source, you know. He's the image of the Godhead bodily. But whatever source you want to say. Because this is not just for the believers. This is for everybody. But hopefully somebody will get saved. The more truth you give somebody, they're going to be drawn. They're going to be pushed toward God because God is the source. And so whatever source you want to call it, it's on you. But God is source. Does God ever change? No. The Bible says God is the same yesterday, today, forever. So source never changes. So we are on earth trying to claw, scratch, climb, struggle back to source, right? That's what even the spiritual people that aren't saved, they claim to be spiritual, they talk about source. Everybody's trying to crawl, climb, scratch, walk, swim, whatever, back to source. Meditate. See, when you hit source code, you're done. When you hit source, you're done. That's why those who are trusting in Jesus, they rest. Hebrews chapter 4, there is a rest for the people of God. And it's faith alone in Jesus alone. So as you're trying to claw back to source, even after you get to source, you've already got it all. You just don't know it sometimes. You got everything. Jesus alone saves. So everybody's underneath source trying to get back to source. So what's everybody doing on that daily basis? They're going to the grocery store. They're dealing with their family. They're going to their job. They're going to travel. They're going to this business, this store, hotel. They're going somewhere, but they're actually not going anywhere, but they think they are. Because no matter where you go, you're already there. T-H-E-R-E. Here is there, except for the T. Where are you? W is the double U, body double. Where are you? I'm over there. Over where? Over here. Here is there is where. You're everywhere in Christ. And even if you're not in Christ, where are you going? The Bible says, where are you going to hide from God? Though they dig down into hell, God is there. Though they climb up, try to get to heaven, God is there. Though they hide in the rocks, God is there. God is everywhere. There's no place where God is not. God is omnipotent, omnipresent, ubiquitous, everywhere. So anyway, so what's going on with people? So they got their little family. They got their little family reunion. They're gathering together. They're going here, going there. They think their world is the only world that matters. You know, everybody gets caught up in their little reality, their little world, their little system, their little family unit, business, whatever. But they're all the same. Because they're all just turning and turning and turning, going around the mountain, around the mountain. They think they're different than somebody else. And it could be any nation state, any country, any whatever. Everybody's going through the same process of moving back to source, but most people don't even know they're moving back to source. So God hits you, God turns you, God rolls you around in your little schemes. God lets you have your schemes and your plans, but the Bible says that God is not in a man's to direct his own steps, but man thinks it is. Man thinks he's just running around doing his thing, but really what's happening is man is not going anywhere. He's going around his circuit, just like the stars go around their circuit, just like electricity goes around its circuit, plumbing, water, everything, air conditioning, refrigerant in the AC system, it goes around its circuit. So everybody's going around their little circuit, and they think they're going somewhere, but they're actually going somewhere on the inside, because the outside, they're still on this Clay-Doh earth, dirt. And so they're not really going anywhere except from the inside. And when you move on the inside, you're renewing your mind, you're renewing your spirit, you're changing your identity back towards source. And so you watch these people, it could be Uber drivers, it could be pizza delivery guys, it could be anything. So they're going about their little escapades or whatever, marriages. It could be somebody in their marriage, they think, oh, this marriage is such a struggle, and how many marriages out there struggling? About 99.99% of them. Unless both people are aware that the struggle is an internal struggle to move you to the next level of awareness, to wake you up. That you're moving back to source in the inner man. Hello? So I beat a dead horse, hopefully that it enough that you can hear what I'm saying. If you're in your car, look across there, look across the street, they're in their car, look on the other side of the red light. You're facing, let's say you're at a red light and right in front of you is a bunch of cars at another red light facing off with you face to face. They're going, you might say, well, my stuff's more important than theirs. I gotta go to the doctor. Well, they might be going to the emergency room. I got to get it to work. That's why you see people speeding down the highway. I got to get to work in 5 minutes. Well, everybody else got to get to work too. These people who are reckless on the highway think it's all about them. So when you wake up that your little world, your little business, your little scheme and plan is no different than anybody else's, then that's one next step level towards source code knowledge. Because source never changes, and source doesn't care about your outside plans and schemes. And I used to think this, like, why is it so hard? What does why is God not working in this hard situation? But he was, because it's not the outside schemes, it's the inner man renewal. So whatever you face off with, you got a bill to pay, you got to work, you got to get out of debt, you got to do this, you got to, you know. I paid off I paid off three little credit things. I just let it sit, and got one more. I don't know. I got this one that I took out a temporary, I don't remember what happened. It was like $500. I think what it was, I was just experimenting how their system worked. I knew I could pay it off. I think it was like $300, but I can say make payments for 3 years if I want, but I'm gonna pay it off. It just helps to build credit, you know. But no matter what you're facing off with, a bill, car repair, house repair, roof repair, heat and air repair, it's not even about that. It's about your internal. And you think it's about that, but it's not. It's about your internal growth. You really think it's about that person, place, or thing that's happening, but it's not. It's not none of it. Because once you achieve that, once you master that, there's something else that shows up. Why is there always something else that shows up? Because it's not about the outside, it's about the inside. Welcome to the real world, Neo. Everything that's happening in your world, your life, your reality, every time you get out of bed and go do whatever you're going to do, it's all about Source turning you back to Himself. Source code knowledge. And you should go through enough repeats that you don't keep doing the same thing over and over. I had a sister in Christ. I was going through something. She said, you got to go around the mountain enough times till you get tired of it. And she was right. And that's true not about even narcissists or Jezebel, but it's true about everything in life. You got to go through it enough before you learn your lesson. And you say, okay, I don't want to change jobs again. I'm just going to sacrifice and learn and change. Instead of you expecting the job to change, change yourself. If you can get to that point, you'll quit jumping jobs. That's one example of source code knowledge. It's not everybody else. It's internal. It's not a job. It's you. Well, some jobs are crazy. You need to run. But once you find one that's decent, don't switch all the time. Careers or whatever. Just if you do want to switch careers, start in baby steps. You know, it's not always about the job or the career, it's about your internal state.